new horizon slowly coming into view. Yeah, I wanna be living for the love of you. Oh yes, I am. All that I'm giving is for the love of you. All right now. Ooh, lovely as a ray of sun that touches me when the morning comes, feels good to me.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Eugenia Naaman, and I am hanging out today from 12 to 1 in replace of the Alternative Socialist Radio. My show is usually from Mondays 5 to 6. I'm so excited to be here with everyone. I have a special guest today. who is actually very fitting for the day because it is Father's Day. So my dad is here with us on the air. Hi, Dad. Do you want to say hi?
Hi, how are you, Honey Bunch? And I'm not going to critique you, even though it is the afternoon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 6 minutes into the afternoon. We're really excited to be on air today. I'm kind of showing him the radio station, and he's picking out some of his favorite songs. Dad, what was that one that you just played?
That was from the Isley Brothers. And I just want to remind you that we were not the disappointment generation. We really set up the foundation for a lot of the changes that are taking place today.
Oh, yeah. That's a big topic for today's conversation, I guess, is Dad was kind of part of the baby boomers, but in history, I learned about the baby boomers as being the disappointment generation. And so, you know, that's kind of an ongoing discussion that we would love to share with the listeners today. So, Dad, what did you do for Father's Day?
What did I do for Father's Day? Well, you set it up for me. We went to this delicious restaurant and had a great lunch, a great brunch.
Yeah, right? That was kind of
That was terrific. Plus, we went to the planetarium. We walked around downtown Boston. Really, it's really wonderful here. I like it.
Well, Boston's glad to have you, Dad, you know, coming all the way out from New Jersey. Up next, we have a couple more songs that Dad is really looking forward to playing. I hope he throws in some of my favorite, which would be Otis Redding, Marvin Gaye. We're both really big Motown fans, so maybe Dad will play some of his favorite Motown songs.
Well, since this is my 15 minutes of fame, I would like to play something from Antonio Carlos Jobim. And honey, could you play that song called Teresa, My Love?
Okay, that's going to be our next song. And once again, this is Eugenia and Ed subbing in, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Hope you guys enjoy. right, everyone. Hello. I am Eugenia. We're hanging out with me and my dad today. Or is it my dad and I?
Oh. My dad and I.
Oh, someone just cringed over
there. No, honey, it's with my dad and me. It's the objective of the preposition.
Oh, thanks. So, Dad, what is going on? So we just listened to, what was that last song that we listened to?
That was What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers, a group that was very popular during the 70s, originated out in California.
Right, and what leads you to that kind of music, Dad? How did you first discover the Doobie Brothers?
I can't think of any one thing in particular. I mean, it's sort of the, I think that for me, Woodstock was sort of the high mark. A lot of things, and after that, you know, a lot of groups just grew up out in California, I guess out in New York, and there was fusion, there was jazz, so, but that was just a popular group at the time. That's what appealed to me.
They weren't at Woodstock, were they?
They were not.
I'm just gonna make sure that the listeners know that Dad did attend that legendary concert, but wasn't it in Bethel, New York? What was the name of the, was it actually at Woodstock, or was that the name of the concert because Woodstock was such a town of, you know, music and culture and place? Like, I have a friend and she lives in Woodstock, actual Woodstock, New York, and she said that the Woodstock concert was not actually in Woodstock. She says that it was named after the town Woodstock just because of what I said before. The music, the culture, they said they had kind of town gatherings, like, every week, and they would play like great songs and like music that would protest the time. So I was kind of confused by that because it's so funny that something so such a legacy doesn't even have the real name of the town.
Honey Bunch, you got me right there, but I think it was on a farm, and I know in one of the Crosby, Stills, and Nash songs they talk about Carlsberg's farm, but I think it was in the hamlet of White Lake in the town of Bethel, and and Bethel's in Sullivan County up in upstate New York.
Dad, wow, what a plethora of information you have there. Are you, is that just from the top of your head?
Well, it's sort of a mix of things, much, but
or
listen
did
to
you
me.
Just Google it?
It was really an exciting time. You know, I mean, I did not have a ticket. I hitchhiked there, and, you know, I made it in, and it was just the most remarkable thing that all of a sudden became the second largest city in New York State. I mean, it's almost nearly a million people there.
Did you hitchhike from where?
Meriden, Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we saw Creedence Clearwater Revival and Richie Havens. It was The Who was there, and it was just the most remarkable thing.
Dad, I want to play some actual, like, what song did you listen to? Do you remember, like, a specific song? I want to give our listeners kind of a slice of that incredible experience. And I want to have that because I don't really know. I know Woodstock was huge, but I don't know exactly a song that was there. I'd like to hear one. And then later, Dad?
Yes?
I'd really like to hear about your experience playing opening in a band that you rarely mention about. Opening for, what was the name of it, Dad?
The First Edition.
The First Edition, who sang the lovely and famous Build Me Up Buttercup.
That's right, my claim to fame. You got me on the spot there, okay.
So I'm really looking forward to this session. Are you looking for a specific song right now for our followers, our listeners?
Let's see if we can do something by... a group was there that not too many people can remember. It was called...
You can look it up on my tool here because it's connected to the thing. But so anyway, Dad has had kind of quite the experience, and I know that he doesn't get to come up to WMFO a lot, so I'm really glad that you're here. And also, I'm really glad the weather today is beautiful. I think I looked on my phone today and it said 73 degrees and increasing. So, you know, while everyone's maybe on their way to the beach or coming back from, you know, brunch or something with their dads, maybe you guys can listen in to our next song, which Dad just pointed to me, the Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have you ever seen the rain? I think I've heard about this one, and I think it's one of my favorites. I think once I hear it, it'll sound really familiar. So let's see how that goes, and we'll check back with you guys in a few minutes. But I hope everyone's enjoying the sunny day, and I know I'm really happy to be hanging out with my cool dad. All right, here we go, guys. See you later.
Hello, everybody. This is Ed Naiman, Eugenia's dad. We're back online. And Eugenia has assured me that there's only one or two people out there listening, so I can pretty much say whatever that I would like to say.
Well, we're hoping that everyone's listening, but, you know, just dead the weather, you know? People aren't trying to sit inside, but maybe you have a portable radio.
I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean to ruin that for you. I apologize.
No, it's okay, Dad. So, you said you had the next song, and what I love with the next songs, I love all the stories behind all the songs. So, Dad, will you tell me the story behind this song?
So the story behind the song is this, is that in college I was an English major, and then I went to history and sociology. I mean, I was really trying to find myself. But
That's what college is for.
Dysphoria?
No, that's what college is for.
College is for. Okay, so the long and the short of it is, I decided to go back and try to get into medical school, and I'd take all the courses in just a couple semesters, you know, and who would have believed it? I got into medical school, and at the time that I transitioned from college into medical school, this song, for me...
That was kind of a personality song, or...
sort of summarized
fight
everything.
Song.
It summarized everything for me for making that transition from being an English major to going into medical school.
All right, let's hear this song. You want to tell the name?
No, I think the song explains itself.
All right, that sounds good, Dad. Here we go.
Everybody's watching you. People you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new. Somebody new comes along.
Preacher man, the only
Oh,
right, everyone. Hello. I'm Eugenia, again, reporting for duty.
And this is Eugenia's dad reporting for duty on Father's Day.
So we just played Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel. And something I do have to say about Michael Jackson is that when we went out to brunch today, Dad, remember they were playing his music all brunch.
Yeah.
What do you think that is about?
I don't think there's anything in particular about it. It's just what they chose to play for that particular day.
Well, Michael Jackson is one of my personal favorite artists of all time. And every time I hear him, you know, whether I'm hanging out with friends or doing homework, I always take a second and I say, oh, you know, I miss him. I miss his talent here.
Yeah, he's a great talent.
But we also played a couple other songs like New Kid on the Block.
A little bit of something by the Eagles. That's, again, back in the 70s. And there was Creedence Clearwater Revival, which is a song that they played at Woodstock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a special one. I like that. Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Right, Dad? That was the name of it. And for the New Kid on the Block, who sang that?
Again, I think that was the Eagles, one of their songs.
Oh, the Eagles.
Things are in their 70s.
Cool. Well, I've been really enjoying some plays from you, Dad. I think that you have a really good taste in music.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. So I know we're kind of wrapping up the show in a few minutes. So, Dad, do you want to tell the listeners what else we have planned for today?
We're going to try to finish our Father's Day celebration by walking around and enjoying Boston. I think Boston is a wonderful, livable town. I mean, I say that coming from the experience of, you know, spending a lot of time in New York City and now commuting to New York City from New Jersey. But it's just livable. You can find places to park. The airport's 20 or 30 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I find the people very friendly here. I like it.
Well, I really like that you like it. And it's so nice that you keep coming back, you know. Because Boston is kind of your excuse for a vacation. It's your vacation in Boston.
I just wish I didn't have the conflict of the Boston Red Sox versus the Yankees here. But
Okay.
No, it's fine. It works out fine for everybody.
So, Dad, also in Boston, have you noticed the kind of progressivity of... Is that progressivity?
I think it's something you made up. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to stick with it. The progressivity of...
Progressiveness of what?
The people here.
There's the diversity here. Mm-hmm. I see that and I like that. But there also seems to be this... what I like about Boston is the heritage. It's the culture. It's the history. I think it's pretty important to the Boston people, you know. And I like that. I think they cherish that. They revere that. And not as in Paul Revere. I mean, I think it's something that they... that's very important to the community here. I appreciate that.
And, Dad, you're a little bit gullible, though, sometimes when you ask, you know, the significant of this church or what the significant of this road is. You know, it's kind of really easy in Boston to say, oh, yeah, that was the famous first.
All right, so Eugene's referring to something that I do on occasion. That is, I can tend to make things up. We were on someplace called Chestnut Hill, and really, I felt I was transported back into time, the time of the Revolution and all that Boston is famous for. And I also could almost feel that Paul Revere was riding, you know, down the road saying, whatever, it was the British are coming. And so Eugenia told me that this place was famous for him saying that. I was so excited about it. Eugenia almost had to stop the car. She was laughing so hard because I was so gullible. But listen, there is a lot of history here, and I can appreciate it. So that was your moment, Honey Bunch. Okay, I'll get back to you.
Thanks, Dad. Another thing that I do want to do next time you come visit are that nighttime crime tour. And they take you down to the North End.
Is it the crime tour or the ghost tour?
Well, there's two. The ghost tour and the crime tour. They're two different things. And so you walk down the cobblestone streets of the North End. And you have a tour with like a probably ill-lit lamp guiding you. And he talks about the crime that happened. I think that... Doesn't that sound like something in your field of interest?
Yeah, no, it seems... Well, actually, I like that room that you can't get out of better. What's the room called that you can't get out of?
Oh, Escape the Room.
Escape the Room. But listen to me, I'm open. You know, so I'm an open person.
Yeah, sure. So my friend is coming next week to visit for 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to think of things that she would want to do because she came into... she texted me, hey, I'm so excited to see Boston. But like I've been telling you this weekend, Boston is kind of a different city because it's... I'm not sure how you see Boston.
How do we see Boston?
Like, how, you know, you see New York by seeing the Empire State Building, by seeing, you know, the George Washington Bridge, by seeing Times Square. But Boston isn't about, like, seeing as much as it is just living it. I feel that.
Yeah. Well, I guess what impresses me most about how courteous the drivers are to the pedestrians in New York City, it seems sometimes whoever gets to that spot first wins. But here, you know, people are really courteous about that. You know, the pedestrian has the right of way.
Yeah, like that. That's a huge thing, especially in Cambridge, where we're going to go later.
Uh-huh.
Cambridge has one of the most bicyclists in Boston.
Most number of bicyclists, okay.
Yeah, and, you know, you have to be really, really aware, and you have to give them the road, which, you know... is great, but it's also, you know, I'm trying to get to where I'm trying to get to, but it is like nice to see a lot of people trying to conserve energy and, you know, ride their bikes and save the environment. So you got to give them the respect that they deserve
sure.
for that.
I think it's wonderful that the community or the founding fathers or the city fathers, whoever they are, you know, make those accommodations to the people of Boston.
Mm-hmm. Dad, also, I wanted to have say a PSA about, you know, just drinking while driving. It's really important to...
Honey, a PSA or a PS?
No, a public service announcement.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Dad.
Nope, you're
just
you're
about drinking and driving on this wonderful Father's Day, making sure everyone stays safe throughout the day, and that, you know, we're responsible for our actions, and in order to maintain a better environment, we want to make sure that if you have something to drink, use Uber, walk, or whatever to get to where you're trying to go. So that's really important just to mention on this wonderful day. Anyway, so, Dad, I'm going to choose the next song because you've kind of been doing a wonderful job manning down the motherboard over there. And I'm going to see how you're going to do this transition.
I got this.
Okay. This one's a famous Beatles song, Here Comes the Sun. It's so beautiful outside. So let's try this out for size. Listening to WMFO in Medford.